Welcome to Bradford Owls Basketball. We're going to join it in progress today with the Owls currently leading 11-10. This is James Patrick. Today's game is a league matchup against the Brookville Raiders. Owls come into the game with a league record of 1-2 and an overall record of 7-7. I've got a special guest here with me today, a member of the program in recent years, a new graduate, Greg Tyler. Greg, welcome aboard. Good for you to be here. Good.
Yeah, thanks for having me, James. Real excited to be here.
So it's been an evenly matched game back and forth so far. Brookville currently has possession, working it around the outside. Owls in a man-to-man defense. And there's a drive and put in by Caleb Korbau for Brookville. Brookville takes the lead, 12-11.
Werner with the fake, France with the shot.
Oh, off the iron. France was left open for a three. Brookville goes all the way, and there's a foul on... Looks like it might be on Adam Ward, but every time I say that, it'll call it on somebody else. It is on Adam.
That's actually going to be his second in the first quarter.
That's Adam's second foul, the team's third.
Number 32 and 31 checking into the game for the Raiders. Jack Pete in the corner for three, no good. Rebounded by the Raiders, kick back out to Pete on the wing. Drives, been under, no good.
And Talon Reese with a nice, went for the rebound there and was fouled. Ooh, 32. That's the first foul on 32 and the fourth team foul. So your Owls are going to have possession here, 50 seconds left in the first quarter.
France kicks to Reese on the wing. Scanning the floor, takes a screen by Weinberg. Back to Franz in the corner. Hits Weinberg at the elbow, backing down the Raider defense. And they're going to call a charge on Chase Weinberg.
I don't know if I agree with that one, Greg.
Yeah, that's a questionable call in my opinion. I agree.
So Brookville maintain or gain possession here with a one-point lead. 32 seconds to go in the first. Owls coming off a nice win last night against Countersport. They pretty much dominated offensively, defensively, and today is a tougher matchup. It looks to be a very close game. There's a reverse layup by Kellen Haynes. And Brookville opens it up to a three-point lead. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Jake France with the ball. Jake kicks it out to Warner for three. And he hits it. Okay, that's going to be the end of the first quarter with a tie score at 14. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick alongside Greg Tyler. Really nice first quarter, finishes in a tie, Greg. Back and forth, alternating leads. There's two fouls on Adam Ward and two on Wyatt Lucas. So both teams' point guard has two fouls. Evenly matched.
Yeah, I'd
right
say
now.
This is an ideal start, I'd say, for the Owls. Despite the score, it's been a lot of effort on the defensive end for both sides.
Looks like the Owls are going to start with possession here in the second quarter. So we're all tied up at 14 as we begin the second quarter. France inbounds to Reese. We've got the starting five on the court. Reese, France, Warner, Weinberg, Ward. Adam Ward in the corner. Kicks it out to Reese, top of the key. Back to Adam. One dribble. Tries to tries to get a pass down to Weinberg. And Weinberg wasn't on the same page there. So Brookville has possession.
Bradford off to pick up in the half court this time down.
And the official called it both ways. Looks like it's going to stay with Calgary Sport.
Brookville.
Right, Brookville. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Greg. That's why I brought you along tonight. So Brookville with possession. Owls in a man-to-man defense. Calling out the play.
Number 21, Jack Pete has it on the wing. Kicks it down. Good basket by number 15 for the Raiders. Looks like number 11, Marcus Twilliger, is looking to check into the game for the Owls. Pass down to Weinberg, going to work down low, and stripped by number 30 for the Raiders. Ward's right there to steal it right back. Wayward pass to Reese, retained by Brennan Warner on the outside of the court.
Good hustle. Adam Ward created a turnover after we had turned it over.
Reese with the drive to Adam, to Warner for three. Bang!
Brennan Warner, 2 for 2 from deep range, and the Owls take a 17-16 lead.
Number 15 for the Raiders has it on the wing. Kicks the 30 top of the key. Back around to Jack Pete on the other wing, number 21.
So far, Brookville's been very successful at that, getting it down low. However, that shot was a little too hard. Rebounded by France.
Pushing the tempo. Reese with the pump fake and the foul.
Yeah, Reese got his man in the air there. Knew he was going to draw the foul. Tried to get the shot in as well, but he'll have two shots here. That's on Haynes for Brookville. His first, team's first of the second quarter. First free throw is up and short. Here comes Marcus Twilliger into the game for Adam Ward, who had two quick fouls in the first. He's been clean since, but second free throw is up and in and out. So the Owls maintain a one-point lead. Countersport with possession. I keep saying Countersport. It's only been 12 hours since that game, folks. Brookville with possession.
Brookville moving around the top of the three-point line. Quick ball movement has been the story on offense for the Raiders today.
Nice defense. Nice defense there by Brendan Warner. It goes off of him, out of bounds. However, he had that man trapped in the corner. Nice crowd on hand for a Saturday afternoon here at the Owl's Nest. Oh.
Back cut by the Raiders.
Boy, they moved the ball well.
Wild layup and foul.
Yep. I think that's Chase.
Chase Weinberg will pick up the foul on that, and sophomore Daniel Marasco will look to check into the game for the Owls.
Yeah, I would assume he's coming in for Weinberg, who has two fouls now. First free throw is up and good.
Yes, Weinberg will come out of the game. 5:37 left to go in the second quarter. Brookville at the line to shoot one more free throw, and the game is tied 17-17. Up and in.
Up.
Raiders take a one-point lead. Franz will bring the ball up the court for the Owls. Screen by Marasco. Reese on the wing. Scanning. Back to Franz. Top of the key.
Daniel Marasco, and there's a shot off the mark. Rebounded by Twilliger.
Ripped out of his hands by number 30 for the Raiders.
And there's a steal
by Jake Franz. Up with the layup.
Oh, we almost got one.
Jake Franz will shoot two.
Almost had the and one. So Daniel Marasco and Marcus Twilliger have been very, you know, sixth and seventh man, very much time off the bench, giving the guys a rest. It's been very good to see them in there doing their thing. First one by Jake is up and good. Once again, we're tied at 18. I haven't had many close games this year, Greg. four games have been mercy rule, one against us and three in our favor. So,
well, you'll take those odds, I guess.
Yeah, but we had the one really close overtime game in Ridgeway. We came out on top. So the Owls have a 19-18 lead. Almost did it again. Brookville Raiders. They're Raiders with the ball. Long three. Off the mark.
Rebound by Reese, pushing the ball down the court. Kicks it up to Jake Franz on the wing. He'll take a three off the back of the rim. Warner tried to get the rebound, hauled in by number 23 for the Raiders.
Oh.
Wild pass down low, back out to the top of the key for Jack Pete, driving in on Daniel Marasco. He'll kick it, and it's picked off by Jake Franz. He's pushing it down the court. 2-on-2, now the team's picked back up. Warner at the top of the key. Back to Franz, driving. Layup, and another foul on Jake Franz.
Jake went in there for one of those circus shots. He's kind of known for. Drew the foul.
I'll tell you, playing against Jake Franz in practice, you don't want to see those shots because you just know he'll put them in some way or another. He's going to get the foul and go to the line for two.
Yeah. And the first one's up and good. So the Owls up by 20-18. This is shaping up early to be just a barn burner. Both teams look very evenly matched.
Second one good by Jake Franz. Take a three-point lead with 4:22 left to go in the second quarter. Brookville dribbling up the court. Kick to 23 on the wing. Moving the ball around. A drive by number 30. Wild shot. Offensive rebound.
Nice strong by in. Daniel Marasco. Nice strong rebound, Daniel. Owls setting up the offense. Marcus Twilliger off to Jake Franz. France, couple dribbles, little penetration.
Screen by Marasco.
Looks like a foul on cut.
Brookville.
That's the third foul on Wyatt Lucas, the point guard for Brookville. And he's staying in the game.
Reese with the drive. He'll take a shot. Missed off the front of the rim. Bobbled by the Brookville rebounder, number 23. I almost did it.
I know. You got the right place, though.
13, the three-point shot missed off the hands of both teams. Rebounded in by the Raiders. Looking to get the play call from their coach. Oh! Nearly a one-handed diving steal by Franz. Brookville retains it. Missed shot, rebound by the Owls, and Franz will look to push it down the court.
And Coach Benardi takes a timeout. That's a 30-second timeout. So your Owls lead 21-18 with 3:06 to go in the first half. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. Coming out of that 30-second timeout for the Owls. Three-point lead here for the Owls, 21-18. 3:06 to go in the first half.
Reese will inbound the ball to Twilliger at half court. Looking to set up their offense. Kicks it to Franz on the wing. Guarding closely up top. He'll drive and kick into Marasco. He'll move it back out to Warner for the three. Kicks it to Reese. Back down to Marasco. Up. No good. Off of the Brookville defense. And the Owls will retain possession underneath their own basket.
Warner for a three ball.
Off the rim. Rebounded by Marasco. Trapped there in the corner. Kicks it to Twilliger. He'll take a shot. Missed. Rebounded by number 23 for the Raiders. A drive by 23. loses possession on the way up, out of bounds on the Raiders, and the Owls will take it. 2:29 left to go for halftime. Franz gives it to Terwilliger. The screen by Warner. Moves it around. Screen by Marasco for Reese. Looking where to go with it. Gives it to Franz. He's driving in. Kicks it down to Marasco. He'll take a shot. No good. Off the hands of both players. Hauled in by the Raiders. Number 14 with the ball, pushing it up the court. And the Owls will pick up in a man defense. Good dribble move by the Raiders. Good layup. Cut through to a one-point lead for the Owls.
What number was that, Greg?
14.
Thank
the layup.
You. Trying to deal with a few technical difficulties here, folks. I think we got it. Okay. Owls with the ball. Jake France on the wing.
Screen by Marasco. Oh. Drives to the hoop. Wild shot and blocked by the Raider defense. Loose ball, and the Raiders come up with it. Brookville will now dribble down the court. Number 14 with the ball. Looking to push the tempo, and he'll dribble move to the rim. Kicks it out for three. Number 13 in the corner for the Raiders. That is a good three-point basket. And the Brookville Raiders take a two-point lead over the Owls with a minute 10 left to go. Reese in the corner going to work. Stripped by number 23 for the Raiders. It's a one-on-one fast break. Pump fake. Number 23 hits the layup despite the defensive effort by number 11, Marcus Williger, for the Owls.
And that's Caleb Kornbaugh for Brookville. Brookville takes a four-point lead, 51 seconds to go in the first half.
Coming around the screen, Warner with the pump fake, the step back. No shot. Marasco down, now is it down low, kicks it to Franz, to Terwilliger in the corner for three, off the rim, offensive rebound by Marasco, kicks it to Reese, top of the key, back out to Franz, 3-point, no good, off the back of the rim, Brookville Raiders run into each other, and Jack Pete comes away with the loose ball for an easy layup to take a 6-point lead, 16 seconds left to go, Talon Reese crosses half court with the ball, driving, wild pass, good pump fake in the corner by Warner. Mid-range shot, no good. And they're going to call an over-the-back likely on Brendan Warner. The Owls subs will head back to the bench with only 4.5 seconds remaining in the second quarter.
Owls frustrated right now, not finishing up this first half the way they wanted. So 4.5 seconds to go, 27-21 Brookville Raiders lead.
3 seconds left to go. Deep shot for three.
Nothing. Off the mark.
Not even the net.
So that's a halftime, and your score is Brookville Raiders 27, your Bradford Owls 21. We'll tally up some stats, and we'll get back to you here. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports is brought to you by members of the WSB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them. But I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
No young person should ever have to worry about having a safe place to sleep at night or whether anyone cares about them.
But the reality is 1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year.
For over 50 years, Covenant House has been helping youth in crisis and giving them the support and tools they need to succeed in life. To learn more, go to covenanthouse.org today. Thank you for caring.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick alongside Greg Tyler, our special guest today. Greg's a recent graduate of the basketball program. Your Owls currently trail at the half, 27-21, in a league matchup today against Brookville. Greg, both teams, they traded the lead back and forth a couple times, right, for the most of the first quarter. And then the Owls went out to a 4-point lead or so. And then Brookville closed it up strong to take a 6-point lead.
I would just say the Owls' effort on the defensive end for the last minute wasn't ideal. And that's really what helped them jump out to the 6-point lead. They probably scored all 6 of those points in the last minute of the second quarter.
Yeah,
I'd say one of the things that the Owls are probably going to come out and work on is I know Coach John Bernardi's down there telling them right now that box out. Weinberg's doing a lot of the effort rebounding the ball for the Owls right now.
Yeah.
And they're being outmatched by the Raiders on the rebounding side of the ball. So they're going to have to come out with a stronger rebounding effort, I think, to try and stay in this game and hopefully take a lead.
Well said. Well said. So the JVs are out there just shooting around right now, and I'd like to bring you the JV score, and the Bradford Owls JVs won 37-25 today. So they maintain their very good season. I believe there's 3 losses by the JVs this year.
Okay.
So they've had a real nice season. Let's get to the points for your Owls. So balanced scoring once again. Jake France with 8 points. Brendan Warner with 6 points. Chase Weinberg with 4. Talon Reese with 3. And Adam Ward's. Those are 2 fouls for Adam Ward and not points, folks. So Adam and Chase Weinberg both with 2 fouls. Brendan Warner with 1 foul. So nobody really in foul trouble. But they will need to turn up the defensive intensity. But it, like we had said earlier, it looks like very evenly matched game here. We've had one common opponent so far this year, and the Owls had a double-digit loss to Dubois, and Brookville upset Dubois. So sometimes you can compare, you know, common opponents, but it doesn't always work out that way.
Right. You'd always like to say that.
So we're going to take one more break. We'll be back for the second half. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
298 CM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick alongside Greg Tyler. Bradford Owls basketball against the Brookville Raiders. Just about to get the second half underway. The Owls trail by 6. Looks like Brookville will have possession to start the half. Owls take the court with their original 5 starters. Ward, Reese, France, Warner, Weinberg. And it looks to be the same for Brookville. Lucas, Haynes, Pete, and Cornbaugh. There's a drive down low and a travel. Travel called. Haynes tried to drive in deep. Tough defense by Reese there. So here comes Jake across the timeline.
Screen by Reese, takes it down low, kicks it out to Ward. Ward with the drive, bounce pass to Weinberg. Always moving the ball hot to start this quarter. And Franz will take it at the top of the key. Overhead pass down to Weinberg. Wayward pass to Franz. He'll kick it to Weinberg in the corner, down to Ward. Weinberg with the shot at the elbow, nothing but net.
Nice little 8-9 foot jumper there by Chase. And the Owls trail by 4. Back in the man-to-man defense.
Pete with the ball for the Raiders. Dribbles to the top, gives it to number 23. Down to the corner for number 4. Back in the corner for the Raiders. Moving the ball around the top of the
team. That guy's quick right there, Greg. That's Jack Pete with a nice spin move. And lays it in. Back to a 6-point lead for Brookville.
Ward skinning. Gives it to Franz on the cut. Layup no good. Rebounded by number 14 for the Raiders. Bringing the ball slowly up the court. Take it on the wing.
29-23 Brookville lead. 6.5 to go in the third
over
quarter.
Over Jake Franz for the dump down low. And despite the defensive effort, number 23 will put it in. Reese has it up by himself on the wing. Makes the defender fall. Skip pass to Warner in the corner. He'll pull the three with the defense right in his eye. Off Adam Ward, and the Brookville Raiders will take possession of the ball.
Howell's looking a little flustered right now on offense. Some errant passing and things.
Right. Number four with the ball for the Raiders. Takes it to 14. Top of the key, number five. Top of the key, number four. Brookville moving it around.
Howell's playing good defense.
Jack Pete with the three. In and out. Same team fighting for the ball, and Chase Weinberger lined up with it. No call a foul on the Raiders.
Looks to be on number 23.
His first, team's first of the third quarter.
Yes. That new rule this year with the five fouls, it really hasn't.
Yeah, this is my first time noticing
okay.
that.
Okay, yeah. You just go with five fouls per quarter, and then you shoot two. There is no longer a one-on-one.
Wow.
And ball worked down low to Adam Ward. Kicks it out to Reese. Reese back underneath for Adam. Oh, tough defense by Brookville. They steal it away from Weinberg.
Brookville playing very physical right now, getting their hands in every passing lane. 23 trying to go to work on Franz. In the wing, he'll drive, kick it back out to Jack Pete. Quick move, kicks it to the corner. Number five for three for the Raiders off the front of the rim. Errant pass to the corner, but saved by number four. Number 14 with a wild layup. Ooh. Get it to go up and in for the Raiders to take a 10-point lead with 4:39 left to go in the third quarter.
He put some English on that one, Greg.
Yeah, he did. Weinberg has it. Hands it off to Ward. Kicks it to Franz, top of the key.
Owls trail by 10 now, 33-23.
Little dump pass down to Reese. Nowhere to go. Kicks it back out. Weinberg has it, top of the key. Bounce pass to Warner.
Yeah, Brookville's turned up the defensive intensity here.
Great move by Talon Reese for the left-hand layup.
He saw a little opening and took it down the lane, laid it in.
No hesitation. He shot that gap well. Jack Pete has the ball for the Raiders right now. Being guarded by Chase Weinberg, sagging off a little.
Boy, I'll tell you, Jake France and his guy are over there just battling.
They're trying to make the Raiders are definitely trying to make this a defensive, physical game for the Owls, trying to outmatch them physically. Reese will pull up for three.
Oh, off the mark. Rebounded by Cowdy. Yeah, I did it again. Brookville.
Brookville was pushing it, but they'll slow down, wait for their guys to catch up. Number 21, Jack Pete, scanning the floor. Errant pass.
Nice.
Saved out of bounds, but given to the Owls. Talon Reese trapped at half court. Picked up, and Jack Pete will get the easy layup.
And Brookville opens up the 10-point lead again, 35-25. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Coach Bernardi's going to take a timeout. So I just gave you the score, 35-25 Brookville. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
I usually get the scorebook, but I didn't. Okay, welcome back. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. The Owls currently trail by 10, coming out of an Owls timeout. Looks like the Owls are going to have possession here in the backcourt. Ward into Reese. Five starters out there for your Owls. Jake France works it around the outside. Ward, Reese in the corner. Reese, little drive, brings it back out. Pass down low to Weinberg.
Go up.
Oh.
Blocked, apparently. Jack Pete pushing the ball fast down the court. Ooh.
Real nice block by Talon, but
unable to keep it in bounds.
Yeah, he had it in his hands when he came down out of bounds. So, but boy, Pete is quick.
Big body, too.
Yeah. Owls in a man-to-man defense. 2:24 to go in the third. Nazir Armstrong going to check into the game for the Owls on the next whistle. And there's a steal by Adam Ward.
Doing what he does best.
He does. He picks pockets.
Gives to Franz, Bradford Owls playmaker, and he'll kick it to Ward.
Oh.
Short little jumper on the block. No good.
That was in no man's land, I like to refer to that as. That's a four-foot jumper. It's, do I lay it up or do I, you know?
Right. Brookville kind of crowded over there in the corner. They'll take it in. Shot no good. Rebounded by Weinberg. Reese pushing it. He'll go up. And they'll call up one. And so, then and one for Talon Reese.
And one for Talon Reese. Brookville coach is not happy with that.
Brookville tried to go for the charge there, but the ref saw it another way.
Foul was on Jack Pete.
Brookville's coach still talking to the ref.
Well, that guy was planted for a while.
Hey, we'll take what we can
well,
get.
Well, they work against you. They work for you sometimes. So Talon Reese is going to be at the line for the and one. Owls trail by eight. 1:30 to go in the third quarter.
And Reese completes a three-point play. Cuts it to a seven-point lead for the Raiders. Number 15 for the Raiders has the top of the key. Kicks it to number 30 in the corner. Jack Pete top driving. Stopped by Talon Reese and Jake Franz down low. Kicks it to 30 for three, and that basket is good. The Raiders retake a 10-point lead. Franz takes the contact, puts the shot up and in, but they will say no basket. Like you said, they work for us and they work against us.
Yeah, I think that one was legit and won.
So. Owls will maintain possession, however. Going with that set. Armstrong, top of the key.
And Daniel Marasco's checked into the game also for your Owls.
Long and good three-point basket by Jake Franz.
Long three.
31-38. Raiders have the lead. They're dribbling the ball down the court. Good move by 14. Takes it up and right around Daniel Marasco.
9-point lead for Brookville. Jake France with the ball. Dribbling around. Finds Warner. Warner to Marasco.
Marasco wasn't expecting that pass there, but he was able to haul it in. Armstrong with the drive.
Oh.
They're going to say off of Brookville. Bradford will maintain possession right underneath their basket.
Nazir wanted two there, but Brookville tipped it out of bounds.
They'll give it to Reese in the paint, going to work. Surrounded by defenders. Armstrong top of the key. 19 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Franz will draw it out, scan the court. Has it here half court.
Looks like the Owls will play for a last shot here now. There's 10 seconds left.
Takes the screen by Reese. Pass. Oh. Loose ball brought in by Brendan Warner. Pump fake. Shot in the corner.
Oh. No good.
Wide open shot, but unable to hit it.
Would have been nice if he'd have got that.
That was a good move to get a wide open look.
So at the end of three, the Brookville Raiders have 40 and your Bradford Owls 31. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889.
and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
My boss. And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Just about to start the fourth quarter. The Owls trail by nine. So Brookville was able to extend their lead by 2 points there in the third quarter. They turned up the defensive intensity. So hopefully the Owls could get a couple quick baskets here and get back in this thing, Greg.
It's the hope.
Owls are going to start the fourth quarter with France, Marasco, Armstrong, Terwilliger, and Reese.
Reese to inbound it, Terwilliger. And we'll go across half court.
What the Owls haven't done tonight, which they've been doing to most teams, and it maybe because Brookville's too quick, we've been doing a three-quarter press on the made baskets.
Right. You know, I saw them start the game in that, and to Brookville's credit, they were beating it fairly well once they got it up, especially past half court.
Yeah, so they've decided that's not the route for this matchup. Marasco in the corner.
Dribbling around the three-point line. Armstrong takes it. Good move. The step back for three.
Oh, it looked good from here, Greg, didn't it?
It made the sound he wanted, but not the result.
Yeah, it did swish the net, but on the outside of the rim.
Pete has it top of the key, guarded by Reese. He'll draw it out. Adam Ward looks to check into the game for the Owls. Oh, kick to an open shooter in the corner. Jack Pete gets the possession back.
They do a lot of
tough left-hand
touch
layup.
Passes and no-look passes.
No one is holding on to the ball very long for the Raiders. They're moving it quick.
They look pretty comfortable with the touch passes and the no-look passes.
Skip pass to Twilliger, top of the key. Kicks to Reese on the wing. Couple between-the-leg moves. Gives it back to Twilliger, to Armstrong. He'll drive in, kick it out to Reese. And they're going to call a travel on Talon Reese for the hop step.
And Chase Weinberg, Adam Ward coming in for Marasco and Armstrong. So you're going to have France
and look
Terwilliger.
At this. They're going into their press.
Oh, yeah, they are. So
likely why they subbed Adam Ward back in for his defensive
I'll tell you,
effort.
I like it. I like it. It creates things. Now, this Brookville team is very talented, so
it
could also work against you. There you go. There's
your
turnover.
It works. Franz pushing Adam Ward ahead, but Franz will hold on to it, take it himself. No foul call on that. Brookville will come down off the missed layup attempt by Franz with the rebound.
Jake's
back
one.
Into their press after the missed shot. That's something you don't usually see out of the Owls, but it creates drive and an offensive rebound over two Bradford defenders for the Raiders. Well,
the referee's letting them play here in the last minute or so.
Yeah.
Jake thought he was fouled, and that guy for Brookville thought he was fouled.
And
then
just
they
as you
that.
Say that, there's a call right there on the sideline on Jake Franz for the push.
He barely touched him.
His first of the game.
Wow. So they let him play a little football for a few minutes, and then they called a little hand check.
Warner will look to check into the game here for the Owls. 23 with the drive. Brookville's just so aggressive on the drive, and if it's not there, they're looking to kick out for open shooters on the three-point line. Terwilliger with the ball, dribbling it down the court. Was pushing the pace. We'll slow it down now. Picked off pass to Jake Franz by Jack Pete. He'll go up. Wide open layup. And the Brookville Raiders will take a 44-31 lead. 5:22 left to go in the fourth quarter. Ward's pass picked off again by Jack Pete, and he'll drive behind the back pass. Layup missed, but there's a foul called on Adam Ward.
It's going to be Adam's third and the team's second. Brendan Warner going to come back in after the first free throw.
Brookville's defensive effort in this quarter has been unmatched.
And that was a real nice behind-the-back pass that time down. So there's a lot of playground ball, but it's controlled playground ball.
It is. It hasn't gotten too out of hand yet.
First free throw is missed by Keelan Haynes. Second one up, and it's good.
Warner will inbound the ball to Reese.
The
Owls are going to probably want to go fast here. Only 5 minutes left to go to make up a 14-point deficit. Kicks it to Weinberg down low.
Oh, and not on the same page. The Owls turn it over.
Weinberg wanted to give it to Reese up top. Reese wanted to cut to the basket. Brookville's so, not really...
There's a nice good double steal. Team and a steal Captain by Reese corner. And a foul on Caleb Kornbaugh. That's the second team foul.
His second personal foul.
Yeah, Brookville's really turned up the... since... Really, before the half, they've turned up the physicality on both ends.
And they just let that momentum ride.
Yep.
Franz with the nice move.
And they're very quick, but they're also thick.
Yes.
They're just strong.
They put their arms out, and they're trying to disrupt all of those passing lanes.
There's a fourth. Well, here's a good thing for the Owls. The fourth foul on Jack Pete.
He's been a game changer for the Raiders.
Indeed. He's got several steals, several layups, several nice assists. So, Pete out of the game for now with four fouls. Weinberg gets creative and can't get her to drop. Nice move, and he got it off the glass just a little too hard.
Owls pick up full court. The Raiders will dump it right down low to the block, and they're already set back up in their offense at the half court. Guarded near half court by Warner. The Owls getting aggressive here on defense, but it's going to hurt them as number 15 blows right past Weinberg. Hits the layup, and there's a foul on Jake Franz down low.
And that's Jake's second, the team's third. Number 15 will be at the line for the old-fashioned three-pointer.
And Brookville completes the three-point play. Reese will bring the ball up the court. Looking to push the tempo here.
Brookville's opening it up right now. They have a 17-point lead, 48-31.
Reese scanning, panicking, gives it to Ward. Oh, bobbled pass by Brendan Warner, but he manages to save it right before it goes out of bounds.
I'll tell you, the Owls are having to work so hard to get an open man.
Yeah, Brookville's getting right up in their business and not letting them have anything easy, that's for sure.
Reese with a pass. I don't know if it was intended for Warner, but it went to Warner.
Reese now has the ball again.
Long
he'll pull
three.
A deep three off the
mark.
Backboard, hauled in by Jake Franz. He'll pull a three-pointer off the rim, hauled in, offensive rebound by Adam Ward. There's going to be a foul on the Raiders.
That's the fourth team foul. Owls still trail by 17 with 3.5 to go here in the game.
Oh, tried to get the steal in the passing lane there. Franz has it in the corner. He's driving, kicks it back out to Warner. He has it in the corner now. Scanning, gives it to Jake Franz by the Owl Country logo. He'll drive. And there's a foul call. A number five.
Jesse Lucas. He's first. Team's fifth, so... Jake Franz will be at the line for two. The Owls will shoot free throws for the final 3 minutes, 12 seconds anyways.
Every little bit will help.
Oh, the first one's up and off the front and back rim. Second one by Jake is up and also off the mark.
Rebound. Weinberg there close to the offensive rebound, but the Raiders managed to haul it in. They're pressing full court now, trying to trap. And the Raiders will call a timeout to prevent any kind of violation.
This will be a 30-second timeout. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsons, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick alongside Greg Tyler here for a league matchup between the Bradford Owls and the Brookville Raiders. Currently, Raiders have a 17-point lead, 48-31, and possession.
Owls will pick up in a full-court press, trying to trap here for the cross half-court. A full skip pass across the width of the court to number 5, gives it to number 23 in the corner. He's looking. He's got two Bradford defenders on him. Weinberg trying to grab the ball, and they're going to call a foul on the Owls. And the game changer for the Raiders, number 21, Jack Peets, checking back into the game.
There's four fouls. Here comes Wyatt Stark for Adam Ward. Wyatt's been had some quality minutes as of late as well. So in the game for your Owls, Weinberg, Stark, Warner, Reese, and France. There's a dish down low, wide open man underneath for a layup.
50-31 with 2.5 left to go in the fourth quarter. Stark has the ball. Here comes the wild card. Carter Cawley checking into the game. Made basket by Talon Reese.
The wild card, huh?
The wild card.
Hey, nice steal there by Jake.
Franz off the defensive pressure by Weinberg. Made layup by Franz. 35-50. The Owls trail. Jack Pete receives the ball. Still on their side of the half court. Gives it to an open number 14 for the Raiders. Open layup. Warner inbound to Stark. Back to Warner. Gives it to Jake Franz. Aggressive rip through. Driving. Gives it to Weinberg. He's driving. Down low. Giving him the elbow. And they're going to call him for a
travel. Here comes Carter Cawley into the game for Chase Weinberg. 1:45 to go. The Owls trail by 17.
A one-arm pass to a wide-open number 14. He loses control of the ball. He'll go up, and they'll call a foul.
He lost control, Greg, and the ball bounced and almost went in the basket. he did regain control, and he was fouled.
You know, if that goes in, he's saying that was he meant to do that.
Yeah.
The foul on number 20, Carter Cawley.
Carter wanted in the scorebook. Yep. Come in, get a foul. Yeah.
That's what I'd call the Greg Tyler classic, if you ask me.
Yeah, you did it a couple times last year. Saw a few subs coming here for Brookville as well. 1:38 to go. Nazir Armstrong is in for your Owls. So you got Armstrong, Stark, Reese, Warner, and Cawley. Second free throw's up and good. That's like walking in a putt. He left the foul line when it was halfway there, and it dropped. Long range three by
Stark
Reese.
Stark battles for the rebound, but it goes into the hands of Warner. His putback shot is no good. Carter Cawley diving on the court.
I believe Cawley's going to get fouled. If he is, he's shooting.
Good hustle by Carter Cawley to maintain possession of the ball for the Owls.
Blue 21 just fouled out, Jack Pete.
Little too late now for it to have any great effect on the game.
Indeed. Pete was one of their best players tonight. So
the foul was actually going to result in Warner shooting free throws, and he'll make his first. And he'll miss it offensively.
Intentionally. I don't know what that was. That was frustration.
That might have been a frustration miss.
He
didn't really attempt to regain possession of the ball after.
Well, it has to hit the rim, Greg. And that was hard off the glass.
Yeah, that had a crack to it. The ref playing a little defense here on the Raiders. Behind the back move by number 14.
And 1 minute to go in this game.
Owls pressing up, which hasn't shown well until now to be effective, as the Raiders have been pretty successful at driving right past and getting wide open layups. put a little magic touch on that one.
And that's Haynes. Haynes is actually their leading scorer.
Kicks it to Stark in the corner. He'll do a skip pass to Armstrong.
Haynes
will throw it behind him.
Haynes and Pete were a two-man wrecking crew tonight, but Haynes actually has outscored. We'll see. When we add them all up, we'll see.
Twenty-nine seconds left to go here in the game.
56-36, Brookville Raiders lead.
Really blew this game open here in the fourth quarter.
They look to be content to let it run out.
Quiet arena now here, the Owls Nest.
So the Owls were outscored 16-5 in the third or in the fourth quarter, and that's going to be your ball game. The final score tonight is going to be 56-36, the Brookville Raiders over your Bradford Owls. We're going to be back for the post game. We'll get some statistics here together. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. And Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. Our final score today was the Brookville Raiders 56, your Bradford Owls 36 in a district 9 league matchup. The Owls fall to 1-3 in D9 play and 7-8 overall. James Patrick here along with Greg Tyler. I'm checking something out right now. So at the beginning of the game, Greg, it looked very evenly matched, but I felt like at some point they kicked it in. I mean, Brookville kicked it into a more physical game and they run all over us, really.
Yeah, Brookville definitely feels that they're the better team, and I feel probably that they played down to Bradford's level in the first quarter. I'm sure their coach got after them, and then they really picked it up there at the end of the second quarter, which carried their momentum into the second half, where they were just able to blow this game open.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the third quarter fared, but in the fourth quarter, Brookville outscored the Owls 16-5. So,
and that was nearly the difference in the game when they only ended up winning by 20 points.
They were a two-man wrecking crew, and I didn't even get a chance, but Haynes and Pete for Brookville were the leading scorers. For your Owls today, Jake France had 13, Talon Reese with 10, Brendan Warner was 7, and Chase Weinberg was 6. Maybe the Owls a little tired because they played last night. I don't know. I don't want to make excuses. You know,
right.
You know, some of the guys got rest last night because they pretty much handled Countersport pretty easy. So
I'm sure that was their game plan, get an early lead on Countersport so they can rest their guys for today's game. But Brookville is a good team. They always have been, at least my 4 years playing against them, always offered us a challenge. Bradford, Brookville created a lot of turnovers and turned those into easy points. They were able to get in the passing lanes, get the ball, move the ball quickly down the court and wide open layups. And that was really the tail for them in the second half.
Yep. So, once again, our final score here was the Brookville Raiders 56, your Bradford Owls 36. This is James Patrick along with Greg Tyler. And Greg, thanks for stopping by and being our special guest today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Look to be in back another time.
That's great. And I'll be back on the air Monday night, Lady Owls tilt against the Port Allegheny Gators. And then we'll be back with the boys' action on Tuesday night versus Elk County from the Owls Nest. So thank you for listening in today, folks. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.